FBI makes first arrest on DOJ's most wanted fraudsters list, Minnesota man in custody. By Catherine Hamilton on June 11, 2026. The Federal Bureau of Investigation, FBI, has apprehended the first person on its new most wanted fraudsters list. A former Minneapolis grocery and deli owner named Said Abdullahi Irig. FBI Director Kash Patel announced the arrest of 47-year-old Irig on Wednesday, marking it as part of a nationwide crackdown on rampant fraud, Fox News reported. Today's arrest is historic, the first ever arrest of a subject on our most wanted fraudsters list released last week with the White House Task Force to Eliminate Fraud, Patel said in a statement. Irig is facing charges for conspiracy to commit wire fraud, and money laundering. Irig reportedly surrendered to federal authorities, with officials saying he contacted them through his attorneys a day after the launch of the most wanted fraudsters list and that he was willing to return to the United States, according to the report. Irig has been wanted since 2024 for allegedly fraudulently obtaining more than $4.2 million from the federal child nutrition program during the pandemic, authorities said. Federal officials said Irig operated Evergreen Grocery and Deli in Minneapolis under the sponsorship of the nonprofit Feeding Our Future. Related, mastermind behind massive Minnesota pandemic fraud scandal sentenced to nearly 42 years behind bars. Prosecutors allege Irig falsely claimed to have served children in need 3,000 meals twice daily, 7 days a week, and then fraudulently obtained government reimbursement. They allege he then laundered the proceeds from his scheme through foreign bank accounts and used some of the funds on a lavish lifestyle. Led by Vice President Vance and the White House Task Force to Eliminate Fraud, we set up the historic, first-ever most wanted fraudsters list for this exact purpose: to bring to justice the alleged worst of the worst who took advantage of American taxpayers and stole public funds, Patel said. Patel said the arrest is only the beginning, and shows that the days of Washington, D.C., turning a blind eye to fraud are over. This historic result is only the beginning, and let it be a message to any fraudster who takes advantage of America, this team will find you, Patel said. The Department of Justice, DOJ, said Irig's wife, Nahla Achman, pleaded guilty last year to money laundering and is set to be sentenced later this month, per the report. She also worked at the business and received payroll payments directly from Feeding Our Future. Irig's arrest comes months after the DOJ announced the creation of a National Fraud Enforcement Division in accordance with President Donald Trump's Task Force to Eliminate Fraud, led by Vice President J.D. Vance. Catherine Hamilton is a political reporter for Breitbart News. You can follow her on X @thecat_Hamilton.